Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi-Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. Three fishermen saved by an oar. On this day, December 22nd, in the year 1950, the Barbados Advocate carried a report on a boating accident off the southern coast of Barbados. The boat's crew included owner and skipper Wesley Mears of Nelson Street, C. King of Britain's Hill, and A.D. Griffith of Dunlow Lane. In the report, it was revealed that, quote, the three-man crew of the fishing boat Newcomer number 25 had to swim for their lives when their boat sank 20 miles southeast of the South Point Lighthouse about 4:30 yesterday morning, end quote. It was further reported that the boat was on its way to the fishing banks, sailing in light winds, when the boat was struck by a wave which capsized it. The crew of the boat were left to cling to an oar and try to paddle back to land to save their lives. Fortunately, about 3 hours later, the three men were rescued by another fishing vessel and brought back to land. According to Captain Mears, he and his companions were experiencing cramps before they were rescued and, quote, did not have high hopes for reaching land, end quote. Their boat was built at a cost of $500 and was uninsured. This was indeed a close call for these three men, as many of their fellow fishermen had been lost in similar mishaps over the years. However, Barbadian fishermen have not allowed the dangers of their occupation to deter them from pursuing their livelihood. In fact, fishing has always been an important source of income and sustenance for Barbadians. Fishing as an occupation predates the arrival of the Europeans to Barbados, as much archaeological evidence shows that fishing was one of the primary activities of our Amerindian ancestors. With the coming of European settlement, indentureship, and plantation slavery, fishing continued to be an important occupation. Furthermore, many of the former indentured servants and later the formerly enslaved turned to fishing as full-time employment, considering that they did not have access to fertile agricultural land. Fortunately, Barbadian fishermen are much better equipped than their ancestors in the early 20th century, as today fishing boats are mandated to carry safety equipment, navigational aids, and communications equipment. Additionally, there are no fishing boats today which are powered under sail but are engine driven. According to the latest estimates, the Barbados fishing industry directly and indirectly employs between 6,000 to 8,000 people, including from fishermen to the fish fry operators. Additionally, the Barbados fishing fleet is comprised of over 1,000 registered fishing boats. These boats range from the small Moses and day boats to the larger ice boats and longliners, which can remain at sea for weeks. The Barbados Economic and Social Report for 2016 reported that fish production contributes 7,910,852 dollars to the Barbadian economy. Therefore, as Barbadians and tourists visit historic fishing spaces such as Oystens and Spitestown and patronize the iconic Oystens fish fry, we must reflect on the ordeals of our early fishermen. These early fishermen braved the might of the ocean to feed our nation, and they pioneered the development of the modern Barbadian fishing industry.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.